No, I wasn't. It seems that there's going to be another delay, and despite the public utterances of ministers and the government in relation to a second breast surgeon being appointed to Letterkenny University Hospital, I found out yesterday that the National Cancer Programme has once again asked for further information and statistics in relation to patient numbers, etc., etc. So they could not put a definitive answer when I asked them, was there a second breast care surgeon coming to Letterkenny University Hospital in the near future? And they couldn't answer that when they said we are putting together the information that the National Cancer Programme have requested from us. So once again, we're being delayed.
Do you think the powers that be are effectively kicking the can down the road then?
Well, that's what it seems to be. And not only that, but they're playing with people's emotions. I mean, we have been in Donegal and many groups, and Donegal Action for Cancer Care in particular, I suppose, where have been campaigning very forcefully and meeting with ministers, meeting with the National Cancer Programme. And, you know, up until now, we've been led to believe that, yes, this appointment was imminent. But from yesterday's discussions at the Regional Health Forum, I don't think that's as imminent as we thought. And indeed, I would be worried that this just mightn't be happening.
And you did mention as well those stats and figures, they should be given, you believe, regularly to those people from the National Cancer Programme.
Well, what we've been hearing from government over the years is that, yes, this was only a matter of time. It was going to happen. We were recruiting and looking for consultants. So yes, they have all the information that they require, I would imagine. They have been getting regular updates from Letterkenny University Hospital and indeed the everybody who was lobbying and politicians included. So I can't understand why this further delay is happening at this time, and it just worries me that a little bit.